A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Friday, December 31st, 2021. This is Live Talk. I'm Kip Stuve.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home this Friday, the last Friday this year, which is December the 31st. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are still broadcasting from our homes.
Tonight on Live Talk, we're talking about COVID-19, the year 2021. And the new year.
This year ends on a very sad note following the death of 30 Zimbabweans who succumbed to COVID-19 today. This prompted the President Emmerson Mnangagwa to extend the level 2 COVID-19 lockdown by another 2 weeks. The government says COVID-19 is wreaking havoc in the country.
Almost 5,000 Zimbabweans, including some top government officials, have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year. The COVID-19 pandemic became the most topical issue in Zimbabwe this year.
There were other deaths not related to COVID-19, which includes the death of top football administrator Dumiso Gumede, boxer Taurai Zimunya, businesswoman Beauty Mpofu, who founded CCB's kitchen restaurants, Magin Lovu, who was allegedly killed by a husband in Nyamand Lovu, and also not forgetting our very own from Studio 7, former Studio 7 reporter Sandra Nyaira, passed on earlier on this year, and also Peter Banga passed on, who was known as Safari Njema, to our Studio 7 listeners. And we also lost one of our resource people, Adewa Mavinga, a human rights activist who also passed on.
And football greats who passed away this year include Meshack Marimo, David Mandikora, Ernest Sibanda, and Joe Mukabe. May their souls rest in peace.
And on the political front, tussles for the MDC alliance continued this year with Douglas Monzora taking the name from Nelson Chamisa. It still remains to be seen what Chamisa will do next.
And some people ended the year in style, with war veteran Javlan Sibanda bouncing back in politics. He's the new chairperson of the Bulawayo province of the ruling ZANU-PF party. He was expelled from the party for allegedly undermining the integrity of the late former President Robert Mugabe and his wife Grace Mugabe.
There were other notable achievements. One of them is what was done by Medin Lovu, a professional cyclist who took his bike and traveled all the way from Johannesburg to Bulawayo to raise awareness about COVID-19 and the dangers of COVID-19.
And as Zimbabwean Sirizani Butau has become a household name after he rescued some people from a bus in flames along the Harare-Mutare Road. About 5 people perished in that incident.
Yes, Gibbs, I actually had the opportunity to chat with Mr. Butau on WhatsApp, but he said he couldn't give an interview as he is still recuperating. But he said all that he did, the strength that he did, he got from God. Another Zimbabwean, Joseph Namaisa, shot and killed 3 robbers who invaded his home in Harare. One of them was a member of the Zimbabwe National Army.
And let's not forget that the Zimbabwe Warriors team is currently in Cameroon for the Africa Cup of Nations finals. The team performed dismally in the World Cup qualifiers. There we are, Marvelous. Good dialogue, Surugandaba. I'm talking live talk, Skruma, Wesagale, Momiaga 2021. Logunye, Ongani, Kuenzagale, Wesbapu, Maskangela, Esmilalo, Skangela, Upopa Gavantu, Logunyo Cheneo. Esiawasuto, Ongan, Wokonkeloku, Kuenzwe, COVID-19. Siawan Utike, Gulavatova Neng, Eva Pupelamcha, Pula, COVID-19, Bafika 30, Yamacho Mamatatu. Ubuze ukuthi ke uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubone ukuthi COVID-19 le lokho bemetheka ngamandla kwaZimbabwe, wasithi ke i-lockdown le khona kumele ukuthi iyengezwe ngamaviki amabili. So ke uthi ke yavoka itwalisa nzima abantu i-COVID-19 njengoba ke ukhanya kunamanje ilokho bemetheka ngamandla. Xa sisikhangela ke okwethulwe ngabezempilakahle bathi abantu bafika 5,000 sebe Bulawayo umkhuhlane lo sukusela nyakenye. Lokhu ke kuguqela iziphathamandla zikahulumende. Siyakhumbula sibili uretired Brigadier General omunye wangkhona uZimonde. Kuzobuya ke lo mnumzana Sibusiso Moyo omunye phela, akhumbula ngesikhathi sekhulu laphana kusenzakala kwele Zimbabwe ngephelo ohamba ku ZBC wabika ukuthi sokulento enje lenje. So ngabanye babantu abathethwe iCOVID-19. So siyabona ukuthi iCOVID-19 sibili ibe ludubo olunye olumangalisayo. Abanye abantu ke ababhubhe phandle kwe-COVID-19 singathi ke kulo baba uNdumiso Gumede waziwa kakhulu kwezemidlalo kuze kubuya lokade charge ke umdlalo wenqindi kade charge sibile kekha okunye okumangalisayo uTaurai Zimunya kuzobuya ke lo Beauty Mpofu waziwa ngokuthi ngu-Sis B. So be lapho Sis B kitchen restaurants. Kuzobuya ke lo Meg Ndlovu okuthiwa ke wabulawa indoda uClifford Phiri kulangale ke eNyamadlovu. So ke abantu laba bahamba. Singakhohlwa ke ukuthi kulo Sandra Nyaira wayesebenza khonapha ke ku Studio 7. Kuzobuya ke lo Peter Banga laye wothethwe umkhuhlane lo. Kuzobuya njalo lo Dewa Mavinga yena wayelwela ilungelo loluntu laye wahamba sibili. Labo ke abake badlala inguqu abanye abatshabalalayo uMishek Marimo, uDavid Mandikora, Enes Banda loJoe Mukabe. So kulobuzima. Sizobona ke kwezombusazwe ke sibone uMnumzana Douglas Monzora, uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa belokhe bengani bayalwa belwela ke iMTC Alliance. Ibizo then ke uMonzora wagcina ke selithatha ke ibizo leli. Masikhangela ke okwenzakaleyo lamhlanje ke sikhuluma amavelas. UJabulani Sibanda waxotshwa kuZANU-PF sebuyele njalo senguye phela umgcini sihlalo weBulawayo Province ubandla elibusayo. So siyakhumbula ukuthi kuthiwa ke wathethisa uMgabe lomkakhe esithi phela sokule bedroom politics kwakungazani akusalanto enhle. Abanye abantu abayenze okunye okukhanyayo uMeli Ndlovu ojove ibhasikile esuke eJohannesburg wafika koBulawayo. Futhi ubuya ke ubaba kuthiwa nguSirizani Butawu udonsa ukukhipha abantu ebhasini kade sitsha itshele khona ngale kuHarare Mutare Road. Kuzobuka ke uJoseph Nomayinsa umunye indoda lapha wayesebenza ku-CID homicide section odubule wabulala abantu ababili kade bezama ukuthi batshontshe endlini yakhe. Omunye wabo belilunga leZimbabwe National Army. Kuzobuya ke singakhohlwa ukuthi iZimbabwe Warriors ikhona ngale ke kwele Cameroon badlala phela i-Africa Cup of Nations. Kuyafika khona ngale singazi ukuthi kuyahamba njani. So ke siyakhumbula amavelas. IZimbabwe Warriors adlalanga kuhle kangako ku Africa Cup of Nations ku World Cup. So ke kungani kulobuzima khona. Yeah.
Aiwat nokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu chekupedzisira gore rino musi wechishanu December 31 2021 nasi chirongwa ichi ndechekuvharisa gore rino pano pa Studio 7 pa Live Talk tinokutendai kuti manga muinesu gore rese iri patanga tine zvirongwa zvatanga tinazvo asi nhasi chino ndechekupedzisira uyezve tirikutepfenyura tiri kumba pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19 saka tirikuenderera mberi nhasi tichitarisa zvanga zviri kuitika munyika iro gore rino ra2021 tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano rinotaura iro kuti pari zvino aiwa gore riri kupera zvakashata chaizvo nekuti tiri kuona kuti pane vanhu 30 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda reCOVID-19 muzuva ranhasi uyezve izvi zvaita kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vawanikwe ivo vachitaura kuti lockdown iri kuwanikwa iyo ichiwedzerwa kwemavhiki maviri vachitaura kuti COVID-19 aiwa yakanganisa zvakawanda munyika. Tinotarisa kuti vanhu vanodaudzira 5,000 munyika vachisanganisirawo zvakare vamwe vari muhurumende vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 kubvira ratanga gore rapfuura. Saka tinotora mukana uno kuti tiingowanikwa isu tichibata maoko kune mhuri dzakarasikirwa nevanhu kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19. Takaona zvakare kuti panga paine vamwe vakawanikwa vachishaya kubva kudenda iri asi vasina havo kurwara nedenda iri reCOVID-19. Vatiri kunyanya kutaura pari zvino ndivaNdumiso Gumede vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya iro vhiki rino uye zvino pari zvino vari kutochemwa. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti ipo pano paStudio 7 takawanika gore rino tichishaikirwa nemutori wenhau vaimboshanda paStudio 7 Sandra Nyaira akashaya kuZimbabwe. Tikazoshaikirwa zvakare naPeter Banga aizikanwa nezita rekuti Safari Njema ipo pano aiwanikwa iye achitora nhau dzevakaremara nyanya. Takaona tichirasikirwa naye iro gore rino. Mavhiki apfuura iwaya takarasikirwa zvakare pano paStudio 7 naDewa Mavinga anga ari iye murwi wekodzero dzevanhu asi munhu wataitaura nayo pano pastudio 7 zuva nezuva takawanikwa achirasika iro gore rino. Tinotarisa zvakare kuti munhau dzebhora kune vamwe zvakare vakatisiya, Mishek Marimo, David Mandigora, Ernest Sibanda iyo zvina vaJoe Mugabe. Aiwa, tinoti ngavazorure murugare. Tombotarisa zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika kuti takaona pane pakutatsurana pangwa kuri mubato reMDC. Tikaona vaDouglas Ngonzora vachiti ivo vakutora zita rekuti MDC Alliance, uyezve tikavaona vachitora ivo mahofisi makuru emuHarare epamogen Changirai House kana kuti paHarvest House pari zvino pavatori vari vachibvisa vanga varipo vana Nelson Chamisa veMDC Alliance. Saka tisatanyatsoziva kuti zvichafamba sei panyaya iyoyi yemazita. Totarisawo zvimwe zvakanakawo zvakaitika iro gore rino, kunyanya mazuva apfuuraya takaona pane mukomana anoita izvekuchovha bhasikoro, Mary Ndlovu, akawanikwa achichovha bhasikoro rake kubva kusouth Africa achisvika iye muZimbabwe kuBulawayo, achiti iye ari kuedza kuti ape vanhu dzidziso redenda rechirwere checovid-19. Kwozouya zvakare vamwe vakaita mabasa akawanikwa iwo achirumbidzwa pasi rose. Ndakaona nyamwe vamwe vekusouth Africa vanoita zvepasocial media vachirumbidza vamwe vekunze kwenyika nekumwo vachirumbidza vasirizani Butau avo vakawanikwa ivo vachibatsira vamwe vanhu vakange vawanikwa vachikuvara munjodzi yebhazi muroad yekubva kuHarare ichienda kuamutare. Ndakakwanisa kunge ndichivatumira WhatsApp message. Message yavakatumira vakati, "For now, auntie, I have nothing that I can say, but I need to heal physically, emotionally and psychologically and need counseling, and it's still too early to recite the incidents of that day. Please let me heal, then we can have the interview." Saka ndavanyorera message nchiti regai tida kumbonzwa kuti zvakafamba sei. Vakati pari zvino asi ndagona kutaura kuti zvakafamba sei. Ndiri kutodawo kuti ndichiwanikwa ndichitaurawo navana mazvikokota kuti ndinyatsokwanisa kubatsirwa, kuti nekuti handisi kurara, handisi kuita zvinhu zvakawanda ndichifungidzira nekuona zvakawanika zvichiitika muzuva iri. Vamwewo zvakare vakawanikwa vachiita zvinoshamisira vakawanda munyika asingavapedze vese. Asi ngatisakanganwe kuti chikwata chemaWarriors pari zvino chiri kuCameroon kumutambo weAfrica Cup of Nations pari zvino vakatosvika. Saka takatarisira kuti tinzwe kuti vachabuda sei. Tisingakanganwe zvakare kuti takaona chishamiso Samuel Eto'o uyo akambotambirawo anobva kuCameroon ikoko ndiye watakaona achipiwa chigaro chekutungamira yatingati iye National Association Football Association yemuCameroon. Saka tinotarisa kuti pane zvizhinji zvichasanduka, asi tichange takatarisa kuti zvii zvichange zviri kubuda kuCameroon.
Yes, marvelous. For us to pay respect to you know, to our respects to people who passed away, we've got this lady who was attending Sis B's funeral work today in Bulawayo. Here it comes. Aya, aya pumula ko, ona, kute kile yo, nako, aya pumiswa, iya.
Amen, 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 amen
There you are, marvelous. The lady was really leading people into this kind of, song that is comforting to those that lost their relatives, those that lost their friends. You know, it's a song that is, sung in almost every funeral.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that is very comforting. And we know song and dance are always, punctuating some of these funeral works. That's how it is.
Mm-hmm. Very touching indeed. And she has a very beautiful voice. Such a good dedication there. Apotanga tupu wakubwa kumemu ya mzimai wangabari kuimba iye nasi parufu rekurangari RCCB avo wakati siya wangabari batama basa munzvimbo yekubula wayo. Saka wangabari kuimba ivo parufu urgu asi tova tatora mkana uno wekuti rwuyoru tukubwa taripawo kune vamwe vakarasikirwa nehama neshamwari dzavo iro gore rino ra2021. May they rest in peace.
And we've got some special messages about the death of Ndumiso Kumete from some of the people who were football administrators. They include Lawrence Piri, Roger Mutla, and then we've got Vincent Pamere and others. Let's listen to this.
The icon Civil War Football Administration is Zimbabwe, not necessarily as Bulawayo from the Highlanders alone. Because my qualities, our leadership, our gifts, or not all of us can be given the same gifts. But Kumete was exceptional. What he keeps, he gifted a gift. Sevens and Avanti were understand Avanti humility. Gave him an advantage of many other administrators because he was very successful. He was very humble. And always happy. He knew Uti sport. You need to be professional and honest, and also be able to enjoy it.
Into kaka tegile wagiti. Yugut kona wonke umuntu gazazi ibizo lakhe alicine libe clean. Ukumete wagcina ibizo lakhe li clean. Akulanto ukumete ayiswa lenhloni ngayo empilweni. Ukumete wayengangena in any gathering and wonke abantu you will see them smiling. Kati abaningi bayafika kathesi ku gathering bakhangela ukuthi ah kulabo bani kulabo bani I can't stay here. Bagcina bephuma. Isifundo engisifunde kuGumete yikuthi live a clean life, be happy, ungabi lenhloni and ube ku public ukhululekile ulale uthongo ukuzothile.
Ubonga kwakhe okwenziwe ukuthi kube khona. Uyabona iflowers uma selisoma kusala inhlanyelo. Inhlanyelo leyana ikhule ibe ngelinye iflowers. Yinto esiyifunayo kulaba abatsha abakhulayo ukuthi ababe yintanga eyayipha ama-flowers anjengakaZede.
UGumede azange athathe a single cent. Ngiyomuntu one engingamelela ukuthi azange athathe a single cent from Zipa. Enguyo wemkhulu wangkhona athathanga not even a single cent. Abanye bonke labo bagijimela ukuthenga izimoto ezinhle besebenze ezipa wazi imali baye beyithathanga. UGumede azange abe la imoto enhle. But umsebenzi wakho uyasikhulumela.
So there you are, marvelous. Some of the people talking about the late Ndumiso Kumete. He was a very, very big guy when it comes to, his energy, when it comes to his management and all these kind of things. So as you heard from Roger Mutla, there was Lawrence Piri, there was Ichinga Dube, and then we had Vincent Pamere. Mm-hmm. All of them were praising him. I was saying he was a great man. And there's this thing that was said by Pamere, he noted that Kumete was not a rich guy and he didn't have even a car.
I would agree to the last speaker because he appeared just very ordinary. He didn't want anything he wasn't into the material like we see most people, saying I have a Lamborghini, I have this. No. Mm-hmm. It was just him, but meeting him was just a pleasure in itself because he had a lot of good energy, always dancing, always, happy.
And I think you heard even Mutla saying that, whenever Kumete walked into a certain place, everyone would start smiling, you know, because he knew how to play his game. He was a jovial fellow.
Yes.
He was a person who was all over the show. He could even sing, and he was sometimes a master of ceremonies in different places. And you could enjoy where Kumete was, because that was Kumete Wabantu. So that's what they called him, you know, Kumete Wabantu. And let's remember that we also have people that follow us every day. And let's listen to what this...
before we go, let me just translate.
Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Yeah.
What the previous speakers... Because remember, he was in Harare for a very long time.
Yes.
And I remember meeting him in Harare before he went to settle in Bulawayo as part of his work. Apo tanga tiri kunzwa vanyarikani vanga vari kutaura pamusoro pemuchakavhu vadhumiso Gumede vachitaura ivo kuti mabasa avakabata mazhinji asi anga asiri munhu aida kunyanyoratidza nyaya dzekuti ndine mari kana ndine motikari asi pese pavaisvika vaifadza vazhinji vaigona kutotanga kana kutamba vaigona kana kutongotanga kana kuimba uyezve vaikokwa kumitambo yakawanda kuita MC saka vazhinji vari kuvarangarira vachiti aiwa yatingati football fraternity uyezve nevanhu vakawanda varasikirwa nemunhu anga akanaka Gibbs.
He was a very, very lovely guy, and I think he's going to be laid to rest in Nyati. That is his rural area. You know, he never loved open life. He would say, you know, you urbanites, you've got a problem because you don't even wash pets in the morning. So you always wash cars. Those things are very noisy. And he didn't like the concrete jungle, like, you know, having these tall buildings and all those kind of, no. So he said he loved fresh air in rural areas. So as I was saying, we've got Tony Ndlovu, who stays in Kilani. It is a sort of like a small settlement. It's an illegal settlement. And these people listen to Studio 7 every day. Listen to this.
Ibizo lesibongo.
Ibizo uThoni Ndlovu.
Ningasitshela ngomsakazi weStudio 7.
Umsakazi weStudio 7 mina njengami mina ngokwami vele ngiyawuthanda kakhulu ngoba awula mfihlo ukhuluma bhasha okuyabe kukhona ebantwini le ndawo yethu esiyabe sikiyo lizwe lethu ukuthi sihlezi njani iyakhipha nje kubhadla kayifihli yikho lathi sisithi engxenye yona iStudio 7 singathi lathi ibisivakatshela ngapha siyitshela ngodubo lokhu leyabantu senzakala kithi kungaphaka masinyane kube yini ludube lemukelwa ngamanye amazwi ngoba iStudio 7 yona ikhanya istudio esiyobha amazwi ajikelele lihlanganise lisichathekela ngawo.
Ngobani liyalibezwe emsakazweni weStudio 7?
Ikakhulu umama nalo abathi Anastasia Dlovu. Nguye siyasiyijayele kakhulu laye elabanye bakhe nje. Hawu besiba lengxoxo bebuzana ngekuyenzeka isibili. Hawu ezaba sijabulisa abantu sibi.
Siyabonga baba.
Siyabonga baba.
There you are. So this gentleman loves Studio 7, even if he lives in a sort of like squatter camp. He says, I love Studio 7 because it tells the truth. He does it every day. So he's got his small radio. You'll be listening to Studio 7 while in that so-called shack, you know. How about that?
Aiwa po tirikunzwa mumwe murume ari kutaura iye ari kutaura nemumwe mutori wedu wenhawachiti anoteerera iye yatingati Studio 7 nepfenyuro yedu achiti kunyange ari kwaari kugara ikoko zvinhu zvisina kunyanyomira zvakanaka asi zuva nezuva anoteerera Studio 7 saka tinokutendaiwo nemiwo makatitarisa nokutiteerera nekunge muchititeerera kwamuri ikoko.
So we've got some other people who talk to Ezra Chisaspanda and in Lower Kweru. You know, he was asking them about many issues like, what are you going to be doing next year? What are you doing right now? And all those kind of things. So here's one of the gentlemen who is a ruling party supporter. He's based in Lower Kweru. Here he comes.
Hey, my name is
Chief Asejo.
Hey, Olo. Hey, lapha nansi inkomo emajobo. Kunjani lonyaka ezula?
Hayi, lonyaka kungcono. Ngono ngoba la zinkomo hayi Utani kupansiri, kuna kwa lodi pansiri.
Eh.
Utani denko mwai, kupansiri baba kona.
Oh. Neza kule zini mubalezi?
Baba.
Neza kule zini?
Haide zinezo mkwenyani.
Zinezo mkwenyani. Aha. Lapa zebe zi lasnoni le nyazvona. Zinoni le zakula zinone kanje.
Yeah, hayi. Nyaka ha ungabona itsakileyo iyamvile ngefulana.
Eh. Na ngumfana ufuna ukubopha lapha pa stop lapho ufuna ukubopha mfana.
Hayi, ngifuna ukuzwa.
Uzenzana.
Ufuna ukuphina ukuthi zingabe zihamba.
Uzihamba. Eh, kunjani isigaba sakho lapha endawo ndlovu?
Hayi.
Lo nyaka ezulu belingekho lizavula.
Ah, lenyaka uyizulinile isikhathi siseseko.
Yeah.
Abantu bangalima hayi bavuna.
Mhm.
Bangalima bavuna.
Mhm.
Ikuthi nje abantu sesazijwayeza nje ukuthi siphonguyeke ethisa. Ukuthi sesiphuza ukulima kodwa hayi, nxa uJanuary engakapheli, kuyalimela.
Mhm. Lisezabuya futhi.
Yeah, hayi izulu siseseko.
Mhm.
Siseseko. Ngoba into esiyesabayo khonapho uJanuary angafika kuma 15. Kulokhe kumanzi phansi hayi siyafunda.
Oh.
Ngoba kathesi ungakhangela omunye umumbu usiyachila. Usaqala ukuhlanyela omunye yewatsha ngoba sathi limali lokuqala lwandile.
Yeah.
Omunye sasulimi lomlutshwane watsha.
Mhm.
Kodwa ke hayi owasalayo usiyaphutha ivike ezimbili omunye uyawusuchili. Mhm.
Ukhangelele umnyaka lwesingela kwa 2022 ukhangeleleni kakhulu wena.
Ah, uyazi ukuthi bengikhangelele ukuthi ngayo into ziyaguquka kube kulungi ngoba anti yabona kunje lapha kithi. Imigoqo siphelile ndoda. Ya, siphelile. Bake bazama sibili kulungulungisa lo ishagare lapha. Kodwa nje yi one side ngoba ngapha susiya kithi ngamagodi, sihamba phakathi kwamagodi amanzi.
Amagodi amanzi.
Ah, kula mgwaqo. Akufuna mgwaqo shuwa.
Kwena zombangazo zimi njani lapha kula budlongodlongo uliphila njani?
Hayi,
thina ningabe bandele busayo.
Yeah, thina singabe bandele busayo. Hayi, kudlongodlongo kithi lapha hayi.
Eh,
ha lokho esaqalisayo nje into zombangazo hayi, ngapha kulaba abancwebane hayi.
Eh,
uyakhulunyelwana nje kuphela.
Lapha ukhona kunje nje kuyaholwa abanye bahola abanye badabanikwa kuliqinzelingana.
Hayi, ukuhola bahola nje bonke abantu ngoba kuyakhangelwa ngesigaba. Usobhuku ngosobhuku ukuthi usobhuku abisinani lakhe labantu kungaba yi 50 kumbe 40 uyabe khetha la abaswela kakhulu.
Yibo abangaso benhlanzo yakho baya athola.
Ya, ha kukhetha.
Alibavalele.
Hayi.
There are marvelous. So this gentleman is in Lower Gweru. So what he's talking about here is what he's experiencing in rural areas. He belongs to the ruling party and he says many people are getting food aid. There's no discrimination. Is almost in the same area where there's an elderly woman who claimed that she was being discriminated because she supported MTC Alliance. So she's also talking about rains. He said, you know what, he's still hopeful that the rains will fall and he will cultivate a lot of crops. But he's complaining about roads. He says, come 2022, he hopes that the government will take action and do something about the roads. And he says, at the moment, there are no political clashes between MTC, ZANU-PF, and other people and other parties. So he's hopeful for the coming year.
Apo tangachukunzwa munyarikani wedu vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti kunzvimbo yavari parizvino vakagara zvavo zvakanaka asi dambudziko ririko idambudziko remigwagwa. Vanoti ivo vari kuwana rubatsiro kubva kuhurumende uyezve vari kuti hapasati pane kutatsurana kana kuti makakatanwa pakati peMDC neZANU-PF. Asi ivo vanoti vanowanikwa ivo vachitsigira bato reZANU-PF. I had a conversation this week earlier on with the leader of Foraz, Irene Manyara. She was saying that when she went to the rural areas, people were now wearing ZANU-PF, like t-shirts and caps so that they can receive food aid. So it's interesting what we're seeing coming out. But of course, the ZANU-PF itself, we had also Mr. Mavima on Studio 7 saying that they were not aware of this. If anybody had any incidences where this is happening, they should report to the party. So it's interesting to hear this from someone on the ground.
Yes, we also have an MTC Alliance member. We're talking about what he's experiencing, in Lower Gweru. Here he comes.
Yemnuzana unjani hlangana lapha ke wena waliphi bandla?
Hal siyaphila kunjani ngifowethu?
Yeah.
Yeah, mina ngiwe MTC.
Yeah.
Yeah, ngaba kutshangirai. Alliance.
The Alliance.
Yeah, bengingu chair person wama youth for past 15 years.
Oh.
Yes.
Yigamuba.
Igama lami nguSukohle Mike Sibanda.
Right. Yes. Laba Sibanda uthi ningalokho kwenzela izinto ubona njani? Izinto zimijana
lilizwe lakithi leli selimima nzonzo lelo belilizwe elihle kakhulu lathi besikhangela ukuthi ngesikhathi ubaba uTsvangirai eqala into ze politics yes bese sithethi lilizwe esaluthuthukisa libe lilizwe elihle kakhulu kodwa eish kunzima imisebenzi akula abantwana osisi bethu baba salotsholwa sokunzima kakhulu lapha elizwe.
I-development ninjani kodwa nokhaya?
So far nge-development vele eZimbabwe lapha ngathi vele kakusela. Ya ngoba sikhangethi even lama MPs ethu ama MDC ama councillors ethu MDC angaba la ma proposals are development aya crash. So end of the day time akulando ephumayo.
Ama elections la buya ngomnyaka lwana ka 2023 ubona njani?
Ama elections siyawathanda and siyawafuna kodwa indaba yawo layo ukuthi bona abayiwa abavambileyo phezulu laphana loba bengadliwa loba bewinile lo asiyakwazi ukuthi bawinile kumbe badliwe. So ama elections thina siyawafuna ngoba sikhangelele ukuthi sitshintshe i-government.
So ama MDC njani nasemaningi abantu bathi bashiya amavoti kuyadividwa amavoti so kuyahamba njani lapha i-MDC yabe yiyo yiphi?
I-MDC eyiyo yiyo thina siyazi yona le esayithilwa ngobaba uTsvangirai ebikadi ibanjwe umfana lowo mncane lo othandwa lilizwe lonke ibizo lomuntu liyadula kodwa umfana
mncane
yes bathi chamisa ungahamba emakhaya ngapha ugogo wathi chamisa hayi lo khanya uyathandwa abantu so kade sikukhangelele nje ukuthi ama papers akhe kumbe yatshintsha ibizo kumbe utshintshani akwenze masi
sihamba laye katshintsha
ibizo yes sihamba laye
ngathi manje lilitsha sihamba laye
sesihamba laye ngoba thina sikhangeleleyo intuthuko yakusasa njalo ngiye sikhangela ukuthi angasithuthukisa yes
emathebeleni dile amanye ama party yawabona ngenzulu lutho hayi
hayi vele ama party mina engiwaziyo lapha eZimbabwe ngazama ama party amabili ngathi amathathu eyakuqala yi-MDC Alliance ethungamelwa ngoba uChamisa bese sithile ZANU-PF yale yiye sibulalayo ku-development eyinye esithrile ngapho ngokuthi hayi and others
they are marvelous. He's a very very clever guy. So you heard him saying that he used to be the leader of the MDC youths and now he is a member of the party. His name is Sukohle Mike Sibanda. Says things are not going well in Zimbabwe. There are no jobs. There's no development. If ever any MDC Alliance person tries to bring forth some kind of proposals, they are normally crushed by the ruling party. But it's hopeful that 2023, his party may displace ZANU-PF from power. And then he says the only MDC that he knows is the one that was left by Tsvangirai, and that's the MDC Alliance led by Nelson Chamisa. Says Chamisa should change the name of the party right now, and they are going to follow him. So, but he's also worried about something else. Says many young girls are not getting married.
I heard that part.
He's very concerned. He's very concerned.
Getting married, yeah. I guess there's no money circulating.
Yeah, go ahead, Novus.
Very
yeah.
Interesting. The Aputanga Tribune's work of Vakuna, Vasibanda, Vanoti Iwo, Inengo, ye MDC Alliance. Yakasiwa nava Tsvangirai uyezve irikutungamirwa nava Nelson Chamisa varikutaura ivo kuti kune matambudziko mazhinji avari kutarisana nawo mudunhu ravo asi ari kunyanyovarwadza inyaya yekuti hakuna yatingati development uyezve kuti madzimai kana kuti vana vechisikana vazhinji vari munzvimbo iyoyo havasi kuroorwa saka dai tawana mukana taizovabvunza kuti ko sei. Asi vataura ivo kuti chiri kuvarwadza zvakare inyaya yekuti vamwe vadare veMDC Alliance vakakwanisa kunge vaine mastrategy kana madevelopment papers avo havanenge vari kuda kuti vada kugadzirisa nzvimbo havasi kuwanikwa vachitsigirwa nehurumende izvi zviri kuvarwadza asi vataura zvakare vazofunzwa kuti saka imi muri veMBC ipi nekuti tinoona dzakati wandei vakati ini yangu ndeyekwaNelson Chamisa vakati vamwe vakuru nyanya vana mbuya nevamwewo vanenge vachiti tsamisa asi vachitivo asi vanenge vari kuziva kuti vari kureva vaNelson Chamisa uyezve vakakurudzira kuti dai vachamisa vakwanisa kuwanikwa ivo vachichinja zita repati yavo vakati kunyange vachamisa vakachinja zita repati iyi vacharamba vachivatevera sezvo vari nhengo yeMDC Alliance uyezve vakambenge vachishanda vari kubazi revechidiki.
And we've got a guy who may be a first time voter, you know, who also spoke to you know, Ezachisa. Listen to this interview. It's very interesting because he says he was actually approached by some ZANPF people and he was convinced that he should join the party. Just here he comes.
Lloyd Dube, unjani Lloyd?
Right.
Wena usesemutsha ukhona kwezembangazo?
Yeah, ngikhona.
Ulipi bandla?
Yabuya.
Ile ZANU PF. Wena njengomuntu omutsha kangaka sela kwenzela leli bandla?
Hayi ngikhona ngene kathesa ngathi ngiyekho isikhathi sonke.
Ulipi bandla?
Ade vele ngiyele.
Wo vela zawungena kwezombangazo?
Ngabe ngiyele.
So uzaqala ukuvota ngo-2023?
Yeah.
Ubona njani isimo selizwe ku-right order?
Hayi isimo selizwe
manje ubonani bandla kuza kulungisa lokho ikungenile
hayi zami ingenile ngokuthi sekuthi inxenye zami sowangazi ukuzaphuma nazo ukuthi senze koko
wenza nempilo niyasebenza
hayi sinasebenza
wenza
hayi akula
uphila ngani manje
hayi ngokuthi isijobho kubamba bamba nje
azakusebenze vele
bale form 2014
wabhala u-form 4 2014 aza kusebenzi ekholeji indaba yokuswela kunjena nje ngendaba yokuthi kawula msebenzi lapha nje libona libaningi ebandleni lakho useliqasa ukhampeni la
hayi ngiyakukhampeni angikwazi mina nami njengomuntu omutsha
ungene ngokuthanda uma ungene kwesaba
hayi ngena ngokwesaba nje
ungena
ngakho ukuthi abantu engihamba nabo bonke vele bakhona lapho so zani bengathi sambe sefika ngale
okay wasungena lawo
so bengingathola abanye ukuthi bakantshela ngokuthi ubuhle balokhu ngangapha yilokhu lalokhu ubuhle bangapha yilokhu
laba yiba ukutshile kuphela
hayi laba yona yiwaqala ukufika kimi so
vele into iyaqala ukufika wakhombisa into bakhonjwa so sebakhonjwa lawo
laba sebesabakhona
so. But marvelous. I think you hate him. You know, he says he was approached by, excuse me, by ZANPF members. And these are people that are always around him. So they told him, you know, all is good in ZANPF. And so he said, okay, I thought of joining them. And he doesn't know what is happening right now with the party. He says they haven't started campaigning and all those kind of things. And he says he's going to be a first-time voter. And things right now are not working well in Zimbabwe because there are no jobs. There's nothing that he's doing at home. He spends the whole day doing almost nothing, you know. And he says he's hoping that maybe in 2022, things may change. So he wrote his O-levels in 2014, but he's not sure what is going to happen to him. And he's just waiting to see what is going to happen to him in the near future.
Mm. Apo tukunzwa mukomana wechidiki ari kutaura kuti iye akawanikwa achitaurwa naye neveZANU PF uyezve pari zvino ari kuti ndobato raari kutsigira asi achitaura zvakare kuti akanyora mazamanishen ake muna 2014 asi kusvika pari zvino haasati akushanda uyezve anoshuvira iye kuti mugore ra 2022 zvinhu zvichasanduka asi ndiwo ava vamwe vevamwe vanenge vari kupinda mukuvhota kekutanga mugore ra2023.
Yes, let's take a short break with a bit of music so that we can you know, drink a little bit of water and come back shortly. So this is Clement Magwaza. He was at a certain wedding, you know, performing there. He's a very popular guy.
Thank you.
That's what happens when people are very happy, Marvelous. So you can see that Magwaza is rocking there, you know, right?
I like that. I think that's the way I will go into 2022 today.
Yeah, because, you know, Kevin Magwaza is a jive rumba artist and he's been in the business for a while now. And he does what he does best, you know, when he's just among the people there.
Ah, that's really good. It made me happy today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now let's go back to Ezra Chisaspanda and get what he was doing with the people in Lower Kweru. So he actually witnessed some people getting some kind of, food assistance from the government. Let's have this briefly and see what is going on.
We follow the welfare lab here. Now 1,000 of the people are going to come to England to the welfare. We go on to the Samasta lab here. A village MP. Baba Hola. Yeah, one to Bah or a very Salapa. Hubama, Mawat, Mawat. Now you are for it.
Yeah,
also for it. When one of his cabellus, I was like, Uzan Janam Dunch.
I was a cool.
Chablera cool. Uhurunga and Ununga.
Now, for
Lobavantava, 50 kg. Oh, how much? 10 kg of moon. Usulong kosi as. Lavantuan, was it Nanaj?
Yeah.
Ulemiam guy? Okay, Manikam. Medicine movie. Good Seloko and Zoya, good fella, and a big welfare.
Yeah.
So, I'm done, holy, and I woke up to your heart.
Yeah, I'm to a whole bunch of a whole Puman, I saw a whole.
Oh, I'm not a Puman away.
As was with the complete jump.
Oh, okay. When is the little?
I love plus in the standard.
Where the man's side? How's the best? Okay. What a no care, I never could compete over and mother of a nigger fiddler.
Guys, so that's what happens when people are getting food, and this is going to continue in 2022 in Lower Kweru, because as far as the government officials are concerned, they need this kind of food assistance to people who haven't had any good harvest in the past few seasons. But last year, many people actually had a very good harvest, but there are indications that maybe the crops won't be too good this year in terms of the yields. So they are going to appeal for assistance.
Uh-huh.
So this gentleman that was talking to Ezra, you know what you are saying was,
no.
There are some people who are not getting food right now
mm-hmm.
Because they were skipped by the computer. You know this kind of thing. Saying you were skipped by a computer, you know. So, so in certain areas, there are some people's names that get struck off the register. Deliberately, then we are told, no, we are skipped by a computer. So the gentleman gets about 50 kg for his family. I think they are roughly about 5. So he gets 50 kg bag of meal and other things like cooking oil and so forth. So, but he hopes that maybe 2022 he'll be able to support his family without getting such assistance.
Aiwa patanga chukunzwa kubva kune vamwe baba vari kutaura ivo kuti munzvimbo yavanogara ivo vari kupiwa 50 kg yehupfu nekuti vane vana 5 saka vanga vari kuti 10 kg pamunhu wega wega uyezve vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti pane vamwe vakawanikwa vasiri kutopiwa arubatsiro urwu sezvo masavo anga asimo mucomputer pakauya rubatsiro urwu asi vari kuti ivo muna 2022 vanoshuvira kuti vakwanise kunge vachizvishandirawo vachikwanisawo kuzowanikwa vachifidha mhuri yavo vasina rubatsiro rwavanotora kubva kuavo vari kuvabatsira.
And we've got a lady who supports the ruling ZANU-PF party who is very happy that she is in rural areas, but unhappy that there are not jobs. So here she comes.
Kunjani mama, uzumbani?
Unompilo Swanda.
Yebo Nompilo Swanda.
Yebo ninjani.
Wena yini la?
Mina ngi youth.
Elani.
Ele ZANU-PF.
Eh, uyithe ZANU-PF hamba yena esigabeni sakho.
Hayi. Esigabeni ku right.
Ku right.
Eh.
Ubona njani abantu bakhala vela bathi amanyethi kala msebenzi wena njengeZANU-PF futhi
nakathesi kawukho umsebenzi sikhuluma nje sihlezi
manje uthini phela
sithi sicela nje umsebenzi into nje esingayenza nathi sihlezi sisemakhaya sosibona ukuthi
umnyeza buza ukuthi manje ukuZANU-PF ngena umsebenzi uhlalele
kathi ngihlezi kuphela kathi ngingathini
awudingi amanye amabandla
hayi amabandla kangiwadingi
okay
ngihlezi nje lami khonapho kuZANU-PF ngibambelele khonapho
So ubambelele la.
Nya kakhulu.
Uyasebenza.
KuZANU-PF.
Umnyaka ka 2023 ubona ngani liyawina.
Ngikhangela sikhangelele khonoko.
Kodwa ubona ngani ngawina kodwa kulula.
Kakhulu.
Ujohana.
Nanxa nje into yakho nisenzakala nje sikhangele nje. Lalapho sihlangana khona nje singamayiti singabadala hayi. Sikhanya sinambe nenga kakhulu siyawina.
Wona owasebenza.
Hayi.
Awuzokusebenza.
Eh.
Ukhaletho uzasebenza kodwa
asanga engxenye ngikukhangelele nje ukuthi nizasebenza
okay emkhambeni sizaqalisa nombhayi ikhambeni ya 2023 sizaqalisa
zingathi nje sisaqalisa kazika
alili kodwa
hayi akusikalula abantu asazi kube khona siya kulwa ngokuhamba kwesikhathi
kwini wawutshela abanye amayouth asakhulayo
Na amanye amayouth nje ngingawatshela ukuthi kunjani ukuthi sicelacele nje izimali lapho esingazicela khona khonapho ebandleni lethu lathi sizuze ukuphumelela njengokunye sithole singakwenza.
So there you are, marvelous. She's a ZANU-PF youth and she's enjoying herself in rural areas, unemployed, but hoping to be employed one day. So she says there are no jobs, but everything is okay at the moment, according to Nompilo Swanda. And she says she's in ZANU-PF because she's ZANU-PF. She's not looking for any other party. She says, and based on her kind of analysis, ZANU-PF will win in 2023. But she wants to work, you know, at the end of the day. They haven't started their political campaigns, but she's looking forward to a very, very good year, 2022.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe musikana wechidiki ari kutaura iye kuti anowanikwa iye achitsigira bato reZANU-PF akabvunzwa nemutori wedu wenhau kuti kosei akati ndobato randinofarirawo uyezve akati kunyangwe pari zvino asina basa akagara kumba haana zvaari kuita asi ari kutarisira kuti muna 2023 ZANU-PF bato rake richahwina zvakare.
Yes, njalo ke marvelous, there are some people who are entirely dependent on gold mining. And we've got a gentleman here who is doing exactly that in an area near where Ezra was. And this guy says there's no job except to do this kind of gold panning. And he says there are so many people who are doing this kind of job.
I'm going to just in Chava. Hey, when's that another Chava? I'm going to go keep it. Ustele woke phela ama details wenzana wenza lokho uphila njani
hey impila ngokepa ndoda yiko umphisa uke
ukepani phela
yiko nje
kulithengeze ngana
lithengeze mayini as mayini isenza
ebantwini labathenga
hayi umayini
uyimayini
ba ichamro kumayini kwenzisa kwana
unjani kodwa umzimo okukhona ehlala nabo lapha le
awunzini sikana kona ikubanjira akuphileke ekugebheni napo ngoba emamayini nawo la maprize angikhona egolide sicinisekelwa ngamabhondi izinto azadingeki ngamabhondi
libanjelwa njani ungazilibanjela
kunje kuthengwa amabhondi kuthengwa ngeyusa igolide ngeyusa 50 something 52 but we find it on a whenever mine one going to matter. But we find it about 10 or 20 something, we find the point. Castle rate over into the ones.
When we move,
a humble life.
What is a job?
I wouldn't use that. She's a good woman. I wouldn't use
Ungeni so bamba bamba lapha lapha.
Yilapha lapha.
Kodwa uthiwa ugcwele kanti singelibona bagcwele lapho ugwetja liyenza njalo. Alilwi uthwala limaza.
Hayi.
So Marvelous there is saying there are no fights these days among the gwetjas, you know, they call them gwetjas, the makorokozas in isiNtu. So now there's a lot that he says they are facing, and one of the issues is on the pricing system that is being done by a local mine. It says they're being cheated, paid in bonds, yet they are supposed to get money in US dollars.
Taura nevamo varikuita zvehugweja kana kuti korokoza varikutaura ivo kuti vane dambudziko rekuti mari yavari kubhadharwa pane goridhe ravanenge vachera vari kubhadharwa mari iyi nemabhondi kana kuti RTGS. Uyezve uremu hwemari iyi haubatsiri nekuti vanga vari kuda kuti vabhadharwe nemari yekunze kuitira kuti vakwanisewo kuchengeta mhuri dzavo. Asi vanga vari kutaurawo kuti pari zvino havasi kuwanikwa ivo vachirwisana pane zvavo sezvaimboitika munguva yapfuura. Vanhu vari kushanda havo zvakanaka, asi chiri kunetsa imari yavari kubhadharwa pagoridhe ravanenge
vachera. To end the show today, we've got Maskandi, who is an upcoming Maskandi who is appealing for assistance.
Sanibonani mbakwethu, usoba ncane lo khulumayo ePlumtree kwaZimnyama. Ngithangizwakalisa ukubonga kwami kakhulu kini abantu bakithi enisupportile impela ngokubuka kakhulu kazi ividiyo yethu sineqhawe lami umuntu oza. Sithi sibonge kakhulu, engathi lingelula kakhulu isandla. Kakhulukazi besikhalela impela isponsor nje sokuthi sirekhode nongakwazi ukuthi mhlawumbe asitholele iintambo. Kwasona isiginqi ngitholele sesixhunywa la emuva okanye ngithole lento ngoba kusebenza ngalento okuthiwa yi-pick up. So ibisebenza ngomagnethi, siba ney'nkinga zokuthi iy'ntambo kazibambi ney'shayo. Siyashoda kakhulu kazi, siyashoda njengabantu abasemakhaya, siyashoda kakhulu. Besicela mpela uxhaso, kodwa ke siyabonga kakhulu kakhulu. Sithi awusandla sedlula ikhanda webakwethu. Siyabonga kakhulu, ngibonge kakhulu neqhawe lami kwazi ukuthi ngisebenze lami noma nje isaselincane. Hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Mina ngumuntuza okhulumayo phansi kwaZimnyama la ngiphuma khona. Bengilesifiso sokukhipha ingoma zikamaskandi. Kungaba khona umuntu nje ongasinceda, mhlawumbe sithole isponsor. Ngiyabonga.
Oh, my God.
Marvelous. I think they deserve to be, you know, supported somehow. You know, they are in Zimnyama communal lands in Plumtree, so they are appealing for help from people there.
I work for Chukona Babani Mwana, Variku Zimnyama, Plumtree, Vanuita Shukuri Zamagitari, Vachitaura, Dambutikuravanaro, Vachitivo, Variku Kumbira, Rutsigiro, Apotruku Variza, Gore, Ra 2021. Tichipinda muna gorera 2022. Tuda kutora mkana uno kutitenda mese mangamu inesu ilo gorerino. Tinoziwa kutima banduru aiti durei asima iwia pano. Piese patanga tine ma program edu.
Thank you very much. I think we have come to the end of our show today. We thank Ezra Jesus Wanda in Blawayo for providing all these videos that we're using. We should thank all Zimbabweans who are always following us here, including Ndlovu, who is at Kilani Squatter Camp. I think he deserves a small radio and all other Zimbabweans. So signing off from Maryland and wishing you a very happy and prosperous 2022. This is Gibbs Dube saying goodbye.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganya Huye here in Washington, D.C. saying, hey, have a very great 2022. And this is my last program this year. See you next year, God willing. And today, don't drink and drive. Please wear your mask, social distancing. COVID is still there.
Bye-bye.